Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
And welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast. It's the best podcast ever in Rocket League. You know it. I know it. Nothing against First Touch. Or what were they called again? Cole and Stumpy used to have one. I feel so disrespectful because I used to listen to it all the darn time.
Subpar,
thank you. But in HD, of course. Mm-hmm. And then there was the Aftershock. Yeah. Shouts out to the ones before us, man. The ones that couldn't hang because we're built for stamina out here, and we're still talking about esports years later. Believe it or not, ladies and germs, the season of 2023 has come to a close, and man, it was a heck of a ride through wild card and through championship weekend. Messi and I are going to sit here and break down some of the details. We did watch a vast majority of the games together on stream, and we're going to kind of give our thoughts and our takes on some of the playstyle changes, things we saw, and kind of bring you a more like detailed experience for those of us who couldn't go. And for, you know, this is kind of a shout out and a tip of the hat to all of you listeners out there who've met us at LANs and in person in the last World Championship, and we all went and saw it together. You know, it would have been cool if we could all go, but we're going to keep it upbeat and bring you the detailed analytics from your boys here in the esports corner. So, oh, yeah. Messito, my main dude.
Yes, sir.
Wildcard was a heck of a ride, man. Heck of a ride. We got a lot of big highlight moments and things to talk about. How about you start us off with the first day of Wild Card?
So round one, where we had the teams that drafted one another face off. And top result of this bracket, people were clowning on them for their decision. And clowning them deservedly so, because they, KCP, smacked by my Twisted 4-1. Just smacked. Like, why?
Like wrestling. You know what I mean?
Just, I'm scratching my head, bro. I'm like,
Smackdown.
They're like, oh, we won a good warm up, but like, you need to win.
Yeah, that might help.
Winning might just help your confidence a little bit, you know?
Kind of like, you know, especially in this stage of the game where it's like you can't really afford to lose anymore. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some of the teams didn't get that memo, and it's understandable. You know, might have been lost at the border. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, and I gotta swiftly move on from that one. And this was an expected result, but showed a lot more promise than we thought. Complexity sweeping Valiant 4-0, but Valiant scoring. Scoring, keeping the game somewhat close. Game one, two goal game. Mm-hmm. And games two and three were a little more lopsided. Mm-hmm. And game four, another two goal game. And I feel for the second seed that barely squeaked by from SSA. Like, this is a huge result, honestly.
Yeah.
It's showing that they can break through the defense of one of the best teams in North America. Granted, if you watch that series, you know they were messing around.
A little bit.
But still.
If you don't believe us, go watch the VOD.
Yeah. Razor was a goofing off just a little bit.
He was clowning just a little bit. He was just trying things.
He grabbed the makeup kit, grabbed the red nose.
Big old shoes.
Clown around.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Proceeded to clown.
Got them size 36 shoes.
It's like three times the size of Shaq's feet, dude. Holy.
But going to move on from that. We got Power Oxygen and I feel myself and a lot of other people had power winning this game.
I wanted power to go through, but
had winning this game, but Oxygen. Yeah. Archie said, hold up. Let me cook. And cooked he did. Mm-hmm. Burnt them to a crisp. 4-2. Mm-hmm. Oxygen starting strong, winning games 1 and 2, very close games, and then games 3 and 4 also very close, but going in Power's favor. And then game 5 was the most lopsided game with a 3-0 for Oxygen, and then game 5, Power. You gotta hit open nets, man. You gotta work on them. Amphis, I'm sorry, bro. Like, Amphis, Torsos, like, and Fever. Y'all gotta hit the shots you shouldn't miss, training packs. Like, because y'all are missing shots that, y'all need to hit.
Shade.
Like, Shade. Y'all got everything except shot accuracy.
Dude. Come on, man. They tried, though.
They tried. Wasn't enough, though.
It wasn't enough. And the Oxygen boys showing they still got life in them, man. Don't count them out.
Mm-hmm. Don't and count G2 out. Versus Limitless. Probably the most lopsided match we've seen. G2 had no mercy. No mercy whatsoever.
Well, there was three other matches just like it throughout the rest of the day, but we'll get there.
G2 Limitless is probably the most lopsided. G2
just took a free dub.
Outscoring Limitless 17-2 in a 4-0 sweep.
Yep.
Limitless goals coming in game 4 being shut out in games 1-3. Like,
yeah. Yep.
Yikes.
Yep.
Yikes. Yep. All can be said.
Yep. Yep. So Crew G1.
Uh-huh. Crew.
fairly similar fashion.
Yeah.
4-1.
Crew. Yeah. Only game they lost came to a game 3 overtime.
Uh-huh.
And G1, a team that wasn't practicing before Worlds because they didn't think they'd even be here. So.
Yikes.
But now that they are here, they had to practice a little bit and it showed. Coming in as honestly one of the better surprises from Sam in the past couple years. Like, they came up and they made a name for themselves now.
True.
Happy for them.
True, true.
And also, I learned that an Argentinian ex-professional football player, Sergio Aguero, is the CEO of Crew, and I had no idea. I was so surprised to see him there. I was like, oh, is he a fan? No, he's their CEO, which is crazy. Love that man to death. One of the best strikers I've ever seen. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
And then moving on, Moist Gladiators.
Yeah.
It wasn't close.
No. No.
Game 4 was close, but everything else wasn't close.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, was not close. And also, let's give a quick shout out to Lemon Kiwi's first cast
on the RLCS. Let's go, Lemon Kiwi.
Lemon Kiwi's first cast at the RLCS Worlds was this match. So shout outs to her. She's been making strides, man.
She killed it. Absolutely.
Also, gotta give a shout out to someone else. Veracity. Veracity killing it with the interviews. And honestly,
true.
I don't want to throw shade to LeafX, but
Her
interviews were a little bit better than LeafX's. I'm just putting that out there. I'm just putting that out there.
Hey, man, he's still the master of ceremonies, though. He is. He is the host. You know what I mean?
But when it comes to interviews,
no shade to anyone else on the desk. No shade to Waypunk. No shade to nobody. But LeafX's been doing it for a long time, man. He's like our ship's captain, man. It's like, it's just weird not having him as a part of the cast. You know what I mean? But definitely new talent stepping up and kicking some butt. Loving to see it. Loving to see the cast get bigger too. You know, more insight, more points of view. Like, heck yeah.
What I would say was probably the best match of round one was SSG versus Team Secret.
True.
Where it was just back and forth until it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Team Secret, game 1. SSG slapped in game 2.
Yeah, they were in free play that whole game.
Yeah, Team Secret.
6-1, bro.
They take game 3, and then game 4, not close again. And then games 5 and 6.
Pretty close.
Both overtimes.
Yeah.
So if those went either way, we could have seen a game 7 on day 1, but we did not.
Yeah.
And then final match.
This was so unfair, man. It wasn't a good pair.
I mean, Elevate didn't have a choice in their pick. They just given Falcons. And
I know.
Falcons, after not showing up to that land, they were out for blood.
They were showing up this time, that's for sure.
Ocalid was aerialing. Can you believe that, guys? Ocalid was aerialing. That is crazy. That is unbeknownst to me.
He was like, I have so much time, I could just leave the ground. It's okay.
He's like, oh, a brother's floating
in the air. Still like the most banger thing ever. Oh, summer, get him out the air. Dude, Rapid absolutely killed that tweet, bro. It's
and
so
Elevate
good.
Could not get him out of the air.
They could not, bro. Realize tried, bro. You tried.
Listen, if you see Okada hit a flip reset, you know you're in trouble. You're in trouble.
It's over, bro.
It's all Jover.
It's over, bro. Mm-hmm. Jaffield.
But day one.
In the books.
It was pretty expected.
Yeah, it was pretty. We knew it was going to be tough on the first day, but the second day is where like teams would kind of pick up because now they might have a slightly better matchup than intended. Yeah. You know what I mean? Those lower
and
seats.
We're going to go to round two, but we're going to go to the lowers first. All
right.
We're Power versus Valiant. Power won. I was not happy with it though. It should have been a 4-0. Should have. For a team of that caliber, they should not drop a game to Valiant, but Valiant took that game too.
Showing up,
keeping the games close.
Yeah.
Except game five.
Yeah,
but every other game,
mm-hmm.
super, super close for Valiant. And shout outs to them. Wordy, Wheelu, and Soetti. Like, y'all like made it by 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all are playing like y'all were up by 100 points. Like, I was really happy with how they were playing.
That's really true.
And then Team Secret got Gladiators. Team Secret just controlled. They just held control.
It's no secret that Team Secret has a secret. But now it's not really a secret anymore. It's kind of just like, it's the man's. It's Bams, dude. Yeah. It's Bams.
Bams.
He's out here, bro. He's just Bams like, for me, space? I could dribble in the air? Word.
It's like, wait, hold up,
bro. Let me just do things.
Actually, no. Secret is Sad Knight and KV1. Hold on, that's the rule. But Bams is on. He's on NIP.
That's what I was. Thank you. I had it twisted. Not like mine's. Just mine.
Nah. So Sad Knight and KV1, all players who were at the World Championship last year coming back.
Yep.
Showing up. And KCP winning this match like they should have, I'm not convinced. OCE is just not convincing. These wins, on paper, if you look at them just by the games, look solid. They're not solid. They're really not. A lot of people were saying like, oh, but it's an easy opponent. Maybe they were relaxing. Well, why are you relaxing then? You know, I don't know.
At Worlds?
I just was not convinced with these results at all.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then this is probably the result of the wild card. The biggest result we've seen. Actually, I lied. It's the second biggest result. There's one that's a little bigger than this one. Elevate versus G1. APAC has taken a game before off of North America's CCU. Now they take a series for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Elevate taking it to G1 in 6.
Yep.
And dropping G1 to lower round 3.
Yep.
Elevate, shout outs to them, man. They've been grinding.
They look so much better.
After all these years, after 6-7 years, Realize gets his first LAN win.
Yup.
His first ever LAN win.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw his reaction, man, I couldn't help but shed a tear. It was just.
It was beautiful, it was awesome. Man. It's Rocket League history.
It's beautiful.
Yep.
And you can tell Virtuoso and Kami were so happy for him as well.
True. Very true.
It's just, stop just thinking about it. It makes me want to cry a little bit. I won't lie to you.
It's like the highlight of the wild card, to be honest. Like, it really, really was.
And now.
They're going to come back even stronger next season, too. I believe it. We're kind of giving it a little bit away, yeah. But it's
upper round two was amazing. Not a single match was boring. Not one.
Mm-mm.
Not one.
Mm-mm.
And we're going to start with Twisted Moist. A game that had 3 overtimes. Moist taking game 1. And then Twisted was like 1-2. And they took games 2 and 3. And then Moist was like, hold up. Take this time out. Recoup. One game 4. And then Twisted, this is probably the big brain. They took a timeout after losing 1. And that was huge for them. And then they won game 5. And just dominated game 6 to take it to him. And Twisted, and my predictions, had them going 3-0 in wild card. and they were looking in good form to do so, but as evidenced by what happened later, we'll get to that in a bit, though.
True.
And then Falcons Crew was another thriller of a match. The first game was a 10-goal battle where Falcons came out on top. And then game two took control. Crew takes a timeout. Game three, Falcons, you know what? Three in a row. And at this point, the statistics still stood, right? Never been a best of seven reverse sweep on land. And it wasn't time for Crew to do that either. Falcons finish it off in six. And then probably the best, probably these next these matches, G2S, SG, and Complexity, Oxygen. They're great. Complexity, Oxygen. People counted them out of the wild card, but they're here. They're here to play. Giving it, bringing it real close to Complexity. Complexity, after having a snooze fest of a round one, they got woken up. And it was just back and forth. Oxygen game one, Complexity games two and three, Oxygen game four, Complexity game five, Oxygen game six, and then in Champions Field overtime, Complexity don't AJG it, and they win.
We can't call it, it's not a thing. It's not everyone was doing it. It's not just him.
All right, G2SSG, I'm going to let you dive into this one a little bit because it's your team.
I mean, it was we are expecting this matchup, right? We are expecting this absolute nail-biter head-to-head between these two teams. SSG has come into such good form by the end of the season with their current roster. but it just – I don't know, man. Like, G2 was locked in on the day, you know? They were smart. They were taking close losses off the first couple games here. First game being OT, about a minute, lost 3-2. Second game, it's kind of same deal. Almost a minute and a half overtime, losing 2-1. They looked like they were missing something. They weren't following up touches. They were missing opportunities and kind of just getting bullied into their half for a little bit. And they took this huge mental reset and it just went on a tear, an absolute tear, only dropping one game over the next five played. It was wild. It was actually wild. They actually looked really, really, really good. SSG tried to kill the momentum in games game six, but the timeout didn't do anything. It just did not do anything. I mean, dude, it was this absolutely beautiful banger play from back right corner all the way out to Kago, who did this crazy redirect in their left corner, redirect double, and just absolutely placed it. It was so beautiful. It was one of the greatest goals of the tournament. And just, I mean, both teams were playing on point. But G2 was just the better team on the day, man. You know, my hat's off to SSG, though. It was a heck of a season, especially coming out of the last event as the number one American seed. It looked good. It looked good for them. But I don't know, man. If G2 can lock in on whatever it is they found in that series, man, I think the world championship title is a lot more real for them on the next run. But it was good. It was definitely a heck of a series.
And then we reached day three of the wild card. We got our first elimination matches, and G1, Molly whopping Gladiators. Just no
just,
chance.
Just doing it to them.
Just doing it to them.
Just doing it to them, man.
G1, we're like, we'll lose to APAC once. Not twice.
Not twice, bro.
Not twice.
Not twice.
And Gladiators go out without winning a single game at this World Championship event. And Limitless versus Valiant. SSA versus SSA. SSA is guaranteed a win, but at the expense of their counterpart from their region. And MLS doing what they do normally in their region, right? Showing dominance.
Mm-hmm.
And just beating Valiant. Straight up, 4-0. Nothing else to say right there, really.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. And then mid-round for round three, Moist Elevate.
I just didn't want that matchup to happen. They had just come off beating G1.
It wasn't really that close.
No.
I'll be frank.
No, it wasn't.
Juicy has been reinvigorated in this past split. Really does feel like it.
Yeah.
Just bringing life to that Moist roster again, making Joya and Cash feel comfortable and just popping off.
And let's not forget they got the prof buff now. They got prof. Yeah. They got prof over there.
Professor.
The professor himself of like sports coaching and like all the mentalism behind it, and like it just, man, it's so good to see him find a good home and be on a good org and work with some really, really talented players again. I feel like man's doing wonders for them, and people just, if you aren't recognizing it yet. Mm-hmm. Some of these best teams and some of the reasons why they can come back from such a deficit is that they have a strong foundation and like a strong support system, including like their mental performance coaches, man. They are doing so much work out here for them.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I'm going to give a quick shout out. I want to give a shout out to Mew as well.
Yeah.
Because Mew came in as a mental coach, but has spent the last year and a half, 2 years learning the game to be able to do both.
Mm-hmm.
And that's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shout out to him, because doing that is difficult. It's difficult. Not an easy thing. So be able to do that, pick the game, learn it as fast as he has at such a high level, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Real talent.
100% agree.
Real talent right there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go to another match that wasn't close. That's just KCP. KCP, man.
They just...
You drop super lucky. You drop threes, you drop prof, and now you're dropping out of this wild card, it looks like.
My goodness.
Man, you lose game one by one, and you're like, okay, we can come back. And then game two was like, SSG was like...
Bruh.
Keep in mind, SSG were up by three with a minute and a half left,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
They scored six in that last minute and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
Mm-hmm.
They almost broke the record for most goals in one game.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Yikes, dude.
Yikes.
Yikes, dude.
Gotta face that.
9-1. 9-1, man. Free play. Clinic. Masterclass.
And then offense. After KCP took the timeout, they kept it closer, but we knew SSU was going to win this at this point.
It was done. It was just done.
And then Team Secret Oxygen, they looked great against Complexity, but that loss affected them. You could tell. They dropped a secret. Like you said, it's no secret. I mean, I feel like Team Secret knows Victoria's Secret because they got something else going on that we don't know about.
Yeah. It's like they got every other team's secret. That's why they're Team Secret. They know the weak spots. And when they're in form, they know how to hit them where it hurts. And hats off to them. They played a solid round.
And where it hurts is their net. Yeah. So they like to do that a lot.
Uh-huh.
And you can tell. And they take that series 4-2. And then best match of this mid-round, Crew Power. Back and forth affair. Through and through. Power was up on the series 3-3. No, they're tied at 3-3.
Yep.
Going into Champions Field. And then Crew scoring three goals. Keeping it nice and simple. Taking it. They look calm and composed in that game 7. Brad, Drops, and Drew just doing what they do.
Yeah.
What they do.
Playing that creative offense, turning a counterattack in a mere matter of seconds. It's their bread and butter, man.
And Power still doesn't know how to hit open nets.
Nope.
So just don't. And then a match we didn't think would be lopsided, but was. G2 Complex.
Yeah, I was sad about that one. Like, I'm happy everybody to see expected G2,
a nice match.
Yeah, but like, damn. Complexity really down bad that series, bro.
G2 showed up. They're like,
yeah.
We are the North American team, all right?
Recognized.
Mm-hmm. They're like, y'all came from Sam. Y'all aren't North America. We're North America. And 4-0, 5-1, 4-3, 2-1, 2-1.
Mm-mm. Just did them dirty.
Did it to them. And this match was the match of the wild card because history for the first time in the 7 years that CS4 has existed was achieved. For the very first time in RLCS LAN history, we had our first ever best of 7 reverse sweep. And who else but Falcons to do it on Twisted Minds?
Mm-hmm.
And, wow. Just the mental resilience you gotta have for that. It's... I have no words for it.
It wasn't just a bounce back, all right? It was a complete flip. So just to paint the picture for those of you at home, or maybe listening and following along on Liquipedia, right? Twisted comes in, 2-1, 2-0. Falcons take a timeout, and they're like, look, bro, this ain't it, all right? Whatever this is, this ain't it. This ain't us. We're not doing this anymore. We're going to regain. Granted, they lose the next match, but it's a 1-0 this time. Right, you kind of see life breathe back into them, and they look like they got a game plan. They look like they're confident again. And for the next straight four games, dude, it's not even close. Not even close. Immediately following that third win for Twisted, Falcons 4-1, Falcons 3-1, Falcons 3-1. The only time that they even looked like they had a shred of hope was for half of game 7. And then, go back and watch the VOD. Go back and watch my man TRK work. just watch him work the defense, man. It's unreal. It's a series that must be watched if you have not watched it and you are an esports Rocket League fan. I'm telling you, it went hard. It went really, really hard. You could tell Falcons were not happy with their performance from before, and All the culmination, all the training, all the hate for falling off a little bit, some other teams kind of coming to the light, you know, Rule 1 and whatnot, and Mina. And they were like, no. Let's not forget last year, all right? Last year, Falcons coming up out of nowhere, making way further into the bracket for the first time ever. Nobody expected this whatsoever, right? Okay. Like, that wasn't a one-off. This is a team that still has the talent. And as far as we know, I believe they did just pick up a sports performance mental coach more recently, and they are looking better for it. I think you and I talked about this several episodes back, that was like the one thing they were lacking, because they had a stand-in, but they didn't have like somebody, like a coach to work with them. Because this is a team that doesn't need a technical coach to break down the plays. They're some of the most gifted players in the world. They need somebody who's going to help keep them together when the times get really, really hard. So, and it showed right here, like literally right here, that investment showed, and it paid off in spades. Yeah.
So now the stand-in coach that was a stand-in, he's now the official coach as well. Shout out to Doom. He's been doing awesome.
Yep.
And Nick, if I remember correctly, he was the coach of Team Queso last season at the Winter Major. Mm-hmm. He's been hopping around a little bit. But I feel like he's found his home now in Falcons End. Well, he's not on stage. I feel like Doom has done an amazing job just being able to convey what Nick is trying to tell them. Mm-hmm. And it's also like language barrier, right? That's obviously there. So having Doom on stage is a better fit.
True.
And Doom doing it. Awesome job. The way he's doing it.
Just another shout out to another really talented individual making their way in the scene. Like really, like really putting in the work with this roster.
Yeah, Doom came as a stand-in. Now he's here. Yeah. He is there as their coach. So.
And you can see this team's really come to a head now. They're looking to be a lot more threatening, I would say, next season. I think they finally found a groove they fit in during Worlds, but we don't want to spoil nothing about the journey. So the matchup, go watch it if you haven't, if you got time, you know, on the weekend, whatever. It's solid, solid, solid match. Definitely worth the time.
And then
we move on round to round four.
We had lopsided matches for this one. No game sevens, but another really important match in here. We had an EU versus EU. An EU team was guaranteed to get knocked out. G1 knocking out Oxygen in five. And it was close through and through until game five. That's when G1 were like, all right, going to put foot on the gas, go full throttle, and
Close it out.
And then Power Limitless. Another win against SSA. Another unconvincing win against SSA.
Yeah. They kind of found the net.
Yeah.
For four games.
I mean, game two was the only game where I was like, all right, they looked good. Yeah. Every other game could have gone either way.
It's true. It was only 1 point difference. There was only one blowout round or a match, but
man, everybody's excited for Elevate.
Elevate.
They win another series on land
against KCP.
Against a super flat KCP.
Yep.
Because KCP has not been looking good, but Elevate, they're looking great. Game one shattered their hopes a little bit after losing a 6.5 minute OT, but they bounced back.
They bounced back immediately for a 4-0.
Win game three.
Yep.
They lose game four, and no one took a timeout this series. No one took a timeout. Then games five and six, super close games, but Elevate coming in with the clutch.
Yep.
And clutching out this match to bring them into round five.
Shutting it down.
To potentially create history.
Yep.
And then round four. Complexity showing why they are the original best team in SAM.
True.
Just,
true.
They're like, we get it. Y'all are decent. We're better. Just winning every single game. Some long timeouts in the middle, 4.5 minutes and 3 minutes, respectively, games two and three. 3-0, 3-2, 2-1, and 2-1.
Laying the beat down, man. Just laying it down.
And talking about beatdowns, Crew lay the beat down on Twisted like there was no tomorrow. Twisted looked deflated after that game seven loss, and honestly, I'd be deflated too after losing one like that.
Reverse sweep, best of seven, dude.
Yeah,
that's tough. That is tough.
And at this point, Twisted had lost 8 games in a row after this series. Yeah. 8 in a row. 8.
It's just not good. Just
they
not
had to clutch
good.
It out in round five at this point. SSG Moist. A match we've seen in the past quite a few times, which has been really good. But SSG coming in hot. Coming in with the heat. Saying juicy. You're not juicy. You're dry. Let me take over. Hawks are Arsenal. And LJ being absolute monster on offense. Demon. Playing out of his mind the whole event. SSG taking in six.
Yep. Just, Hawks was a wall, dude.
Eh?
That top right corner save with like no boost floating. Like. That was something else. I think he pinched it off the post too, if I'm not mistaken. That was crazy. That was actually crazy.
Yeah.
Solid squad this season, man. Solid squad. It was a run. But round five, though.
Round five.
Round five was pretty one-sided the whole way through, unfortunately.
Team Secret, Elevate. Elevate kept it close for the first three, but after that, Team Secret held down the fort.
Yeah. I think Secret wore them out, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And then Twisted Minds, they bounced back. It was really close series the whole way through, but making it to the main event is huge. Having every single MENA team from the wild card make it to the main event. And also Team Secret with the win against Elevate. All SAM teams making it to the main event. And another EU-EU clash. Moist G1. And I think we all knew what way this was going.
Yeah, we know.
Moist. Lost games 1 and 2. We were a little scared. Took the timeout. We weren't scared anymore after that.
They were not scared anymore. Not even close.
Not even an ounce of scared at that point.
It was... I might be thinking of another series. There was a particular Joyo shot that may or may not have just shocked everybody.
I think that was the main event. Actually, no, it was in the wild card. It was against G1.
Yeah. Joyo kind of did a thing.
It was on Deadeye Canyon in Game 5, so let's draw a little picture. Come out your right corner. He takes it up the wall. Just drives up up to the ceiling, which is like no pros do nowadays. He lets the ball float. He does a Miri reset, which is just you start facing back again, like you start facing towards yourself, away from the ball, and you backflip to catch the ball for a reset. And then he just popped it and air dribbled it over too. After that, you're like, oh my god,
he just got He just did things. Yeah, he just did the mechy things that he's known for. You know, just freestyling on a whole lobby of pros. You know, just another day casual. In the office.
Yeah.
Just waving at the camera, you know?
It's like, ah. And the wave at the camera, it was so iconic. I love it. I love it. But that concluded the wild card.
Indeed.
And it would have our wild card teams pitted up against the main event teams. G2 would be facing Rule 1. Falcons facing BDS. Crew would be facing NIP. SSG facing FaZe. Complexity against Liquid. Moist versus, fortunately, Vitality. Twisted Minds going against Gen G. And Secret against the number one seed overall for the world's Carmine Corp.
Yeah. So where do you want to start?
I'm going to start with Group A upper bracket quarterfinals. We're going to go in order of how the broadcast had it.
Okay.
For this from here going on. So Group A upper bracket quarterfinals. We're going to start with Carmine Corp Secret. Carmine Corp showing dominance.
A little bit.
Games were really close the whole way through. Secret kept it really close. But in terms of the overall game score, it was Carmine Corp through and through. It just, when they kept it close, it just felt like at any moment, Carmine Corp were going to score that winning goal.
Mm-hmm.
You could just sense it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Spidey senses were tingling. You know, it's like, oh, when are they going to score?
Yep.
Score right now.
Yeah.
And then BDS Falcons. Really good series. Falcons coming in hot. Hot with the 5-1. Then BDS were like, shh, calm down. All right, calm down. Win a 3-minute overtime in game 2, and they're like, you know what? You beat us 5-1 in game 1. We're going to beat you 5-1 in game 3.
Pretty much.
And then Falcons was like, hold up. You beat me 5-1? Nah, I beat you 6-2.
It was a slugfest. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
And then games 5 and 6, BDS were like, wait, we won Worlds last year, did we?
Yeah, we did that. Yeah.
And they won game 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah. But they almost forgot that there in 6. It was close. There's a 1-goal difference to a minute 43 overtimes.
Team Liquid Complexity probably had the best game 7 finisher.
True.
But starting from the top, it was back and forth. Complexity game 1, Team Liquid game 2. Complexity slapping in game 3. Team Liquid in game 4. Complexity game 5. And then Team Liquid took a timeout. Won in game 6 overtime. And that last goal in game 7 to win it.
Mm-hmm.
With 1 second left on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Oski starting an air dribble from his backboard.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a double reset.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the most impressive part.
Mm-hmm.
A toe on the ground. Being a menace.
Absolute menace, dude.
Double demo.
Double.
And if you're wondering where the third is at, let's not forget there's a third player on the team. A Chronic was bumping him. Bumping that last player. So,
yep.
Oski did the flashy stuff, but he did not do the hard work on that shot.
No. It was a team effort, and it looked great. It looked justly deserved, because Team Liquid has definitely been improving on their team play as well.
And Complexity... Game 7s and Game 5s, I don't know. Y'all just don't have clutch? Is that what it is?
I don't know, bro.
I don't know, man. And then Sam versus Sam. It did not disappoint.
Nope. This is the match I was thinking about earlier.
Oh, yeah. NIP Crew. And Crew takes it coming in from the wild card.
There's a lot of history in this match, too. You care to educate some people?
So, for all those of you who don't know, from Ninjas in Pajamas, Astromic. Most of the Sam players at the top right now, at one point, were teammates with them. But they've just been grabbed from other players, from other rosters. So he's had to rebuild over and over and over. And... showing that they're the number one seed coming into Worlds, it means a lot. And if you saw the interview they had with him, like explaining how much this game means to him, like it had me crying, man.
Bro comes from real humble means, man, and they fought. Yeah.
They fought hard. Fortunately, Crew came in, and they wanted it more.
Giuffino just doing things, man. That dude does not know how to just not score. No. Dude just hits net all day.
Yeah. And with that Game 7 win, Crew concluded the first day of the main event. Now we're going to hop over to Group B.
Oh, boy.
Day 2.
Oh, boy.
Where we had Gen G Mobile One Racing facing off against Twisted Minds. And Twisted Minds won Game 1 and 2. And then Gen G took a timeout. Didn't look back.
Nope.
Did not look back.
Nope.
Gen G.
Nope.
Looking up. They're like, oh, we have Alu behind us now? Sick, dude. Let's go.
Yes. And they won. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They took
it. Yes. Actually looking like the overall number one seed coming out of NA.
Yeah. And then Rule 1 G2. The hot North American team from the wild card versus the MENA number one. And G2 showing why they're that team. Winning it 4-1. Every single game being a one goal game. Being super, super close. Like, that series could have gone either way. Really could have. But Rule 1 looking a little sloppy on defense.
Just a bit.
Just a little bit. And that was enough for G2 to break through.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was probably the most lopsided match? Vitality Moist. All overtimes.
Yeah.
It didn't feel close, though.
No. No, it really didn't. It felt like Vitality was just stretching, you know?
The thing with Vitality that impresses me the most is, like, they'll have close games, but you never feel like they're going to lose.
No, it's weird.
Right? Like, the game will be close, but you're like, I don't see them losing this.
They don't.
Just don't.
Like, they play around, they figure out what they need to figure out, and then they just counter you. That's it. It's done. Yeah. They're done playing around. They're going to go play the next series.
Then right. SSG phase. This one has some story to it. So, roll this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Getting kicked from phase a day before the main event.
Which makes absolutely zero sense.
And then we get a video from him explaining that they're not playing enough, so he can't really coach them. And I don't want to say anything more negatively towards the players because we haven't heard their side yet.
Yep.
But from what we've heard so far, it's not looking too hot. And Chrome came as a replacement against a team he used to coach in SSG. And SSG with Sad and Hoxer, they were like, nah.
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 Nope. They show us why. 4-1. Not even close.
Not even close.
Nah.
Not even close. Arsenal was popping off, feeling himself. LJ being the menace he is, Hawks are just—he's just holding it down. Like FaZe. I think. I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know. It might be it for that roster.
Yeah. And
this isn't even like fourth clan level of performance. This is just like, dude, why are you here? Why did you come?
Four squared clan.
Yeah, it's really weird, bro. They did, like, you could see it. You could see it throughout the whole gameplay. It's like, it almost felt like they weren't really trying. I'm not trying to make it, like, you know what I mean? It just, SSG just handled them so bad. So bad. It was really weird. It was really, really, really weird to see. I think we don't need to say too much more about it, honestly. It's FaZe got the beat down and got dropped to lower bracket quarters, so.
Man.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
SSG, just a roster full of Timothy, bro.
Then we have our lower bracket quarterfinals set. But we're not going to get there quite. Actually, no, we're going to go right there next.
Yep.
No. I lied to you. I'm sorry, guys. With those matches decided, Team Secret Falcons, Complexity versus NIP, Twisted Minds, Rule 1, Amina elimination match, and Moist phase. But we got to go back to Group A. Talk about our upper bracket semifinals.
Because they jumped down a little bit.
BDS versus Carmi. BDS are world champions for a reason.
Yeah.
They show us why.
It's really not to say that Carmine could never. Like, that squad can definitely cop a world championship. They're that good. But you have to be able to have closer series or be able to take teams like BDS if you want that top spot. You have to be able to beat them. And this, like you said, this shows us why returning world champions are, they're not done, bro. They're fighting. They know what it's like to be here. They've done it already, and they tasted sweet, sweet victory. So this is a day in the office for them, especially with the new and improved overpowered roster, including the man Ryze. That team is looking so, so hot going into this event. I mean, I feel like Falcons was a good warm-up for Monkey Moon. You know, he's like, oh, yeah, I remember you guys, you know, in the leaderboards and the, you know, like playing fast and your Unreal units and how speedy. And I'm going to just do things. I'm going to just do things. It got him thinking, you know, how quickly can I dismantle Carmine Core? And we saw it. We saw just how quickly that happened. You'd think it'd be like the Ryze show or that Seiko might be doing some crazy. No, this was really Monkey Moon kind of started popping off pretty much the whole weekend starting now.
Ryze being really quiet.
Yeah. Ryze was really quiet. Very quiet the first, and it's just weird. It was like, could Monkey Moon just 1v3 himself to the end?
Seems like it.
It seemed that way because that's how he was playing that whole series.
And then Seiko returning to world championship form.
Yeah.
At the right time.
At the very right time, my guy. It was looking amazing. And I loved the sportsmanship out of this roster on stage. They were killing it.
Tira and Ryze, the homies.
It's like, I love the competitiveness, but I love that you guys were wholesome and you still dapped up. And like, that was a fight, man. It was a fight. But no shade to throw at KCP whatsoever. BDS just a better team on the day. KC is just, they're nuts. They're going to have their moment in the sun soon. It might even be next season. That team just needs a little bit more work. They're right on the cusp of just knocking out those last few teams, you know? But next time. Next time, bro.
Then Team Liquid crew.
Which was... It was Team Liquid, but it looked a little close for a while. I thought Crew were really possibly going to stick it to them, but then I remembered, nah, this is Liquid we're talking about. They're like water. They're adaptable, man. They can fit in whatever environment they're put into, and they sure did it. They read Crew like a book. Crew took a timeout to slow down their two-game momentum in games 2 and 3, and really, it didn't do much.
Nope.
Did not do much at all.
Liquid won game 4. Crew took a game 5 that was really close, and then Neo Tokyo 3-0.
Yeah, that timeout was well deserved. Team Liquid saving it right to the last moment to be like, you know what? No. Let's make sure everything's tied down. Shoes are on, shirts on. Yep. Okay, cool. Yeah. Let's go score these goals and let's move on. Handled. Reset on the timeout. Well used. Very well used.
Then we got Gen G2.
Mm-hmm.
G2 may be. G2 has been around the block for a while, but we got the new kids, Gen G, shoving the old man aside, showing them that they're number one right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reminding them that they still got quite a few spots on them on the overall finish for the season in North American seeding. Pretty one-sidedly, I might add. You really hate to see it, too, because there's such a... I want to take a moment just to like shouts out to them bouncing back and trying to make it again this year. Like some of those players have been through quite a bit of adversity. I think JNAP's lost like his grandfather, his house, like his family lost their house and stuff. Like there was like a wildfire in Canada or something. And like, dude, this is why like my little 2 second tangent, because I haven't done one of these in a while. I get so irritated with people being like, you know, how are these pro players missing and blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, they go through all of this despite it and still make it to Worlds. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have that. You are not better than these pro players. So, like, take a minute, understand. Sometimes these games are a bit one-sided, but there's so much story behind these players, and this is the big one. This is the big one for us as North Americans is, you know, the new squad with our new adopted players from EU really like changing the meta for North America for the whole season and forcing FaZe to adapt and forcing the two of them to essentially gatekeep everybody else in North America until that Space Station roster change happened. But man, it just looked good. It looked really good on both sides. Like I thought G2 had some good moments, but they collapsed at the end. Gen G take it.
Yeah.
Another full one in the book for Gen G.
Vitality, SSG. Vitality continuing to have such close games, but they're not close. Like, the scores are close, but you can just tell Vitality are going to win it every time. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I love it, but I hate it. And I don't know how to feel. I'm conflicted.
Mm-hmm. You thought SSG was rallying in game two in the overtime win at 3 minutes, but no. Okay. No. They lost the next game, took a timeout. Smart. Trying to slow the momentum, see if they could turn it around, but no.
I don't get it, man. Vitality can seem to look to play the worst, but for some reason they can always just find space.
Let's just put it this way. Rocket League was actually made by the current Vitality roster, and we're just living in their world. Yeah. They know all the tricks. They know how to do everything, and they don't mess it up.
Matt.
They just don't. They just don't, bro. Like the most flawless roster we've ever seen. They just don't.
Their only liability is their own player.
Yeah, is themselves. That's it.
Yeah.
More often than not, that's what happens. Maybe an accidental own goal. Yeah, we'll give you that one. It's cool. We're gonna score three more.
And then we're gonna head to the lower bracket quarterfinals for day four of the main event,
yep.
Where we had Team Secret Falcons. Falcons, they destroyed them.
Is it? God. That's it. That's all there is to it. That was the end of the
took game five, but took game four rather. Sorry, but Falcons.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thanks for playing.
See you next time.
Here on RLCS.
And then Complexity once again showing their dominance over SAM teams. Taking it to NIP. NIP keeping it close for some games, but for the rest of the games, not so much.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Not so much, unfortunately.
Yeah, 4-2. And then Moist FaZe. I'm not going to lie.
Just yikes, dude. It's... like, just yikes.
FaZe is supposed to be that team against Europeans, but
nah.
Not this time.
Nah.
Not this time.
Too much. I think there's too much going on behind closed doors with them right now, and they were not in it. They were not present at this event, man. No. They got slapped.
Mm-hmm. And then
that's really all there was to it.
Well, One Twisted Minds, a really sad match to watch because I had both of these teams in the top eight, but we're only gonna have maybe one or neither, right? And then Rule One. Took it in seven. Twisted Minds have to be devastated. Losing to their own region twice in the same event and both in game sevens. That's got to hurt. That has to hurt.
Yeah.
But they're so close.
It's that defense, though. G2 found the hole, but it's not to say that everyone else can. So, it's better luck next year. It was a battle, it was like, it was the same sad thing we saw last year, and Sam teams duked out, and Furio went through, Rule one's just them, bro.
Yeah.
Just looking oh so hot ever since the Boston Major, even down one off G2, getting dropped to the lower quarters, they're still here. They're good. Yeah.
But this just shows us that MENA is no longer a one-team region.
No. Not at all.
They've got three.
Took them one season to figure it out.
They got three. One. Honestly, they probably even got four.
Possibly, realistic. Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
But yeah. Man. Love to see it.
Love to see it. No more of this minor region talk crap.
Nah. At this point,
just what region do you belong to?
Because I was watching one of Gibbs' videos about Worlds, and honestly, if they took a spot away from OCE and gave it to like MENA, I'd be cool with it. I feel like OCE just hasn't performed well enough to deserve two spots.
I mean, they lost two huge players in their region, right? Kami and CJ. It's like, yeah, it just doesn't feel the same, you know. No. I'm really hoping to see like Amphis, Torsos. They've been doing it for so long, like they deserve a top 8 at least, but it's not the way it's happening right now.
And now with Amphis off the team, it's wild.
Can I, just a note, because it happened to other teams here during the World Championship, but can we just put this out there? If you're going to drop somebody, maybe tell them after the tournament.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff's just so, like, it's just, that seems like such a poor business decision from the org. You know what I mean? Like, just give it your all, man. Just let them give it their all, and then, like, handle business after. It's the last event of the year. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, don't tell them when they're abroad in a different country in the world, like, trying to play for the big one. Like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're dropping you after. It's like, well, thanks for taking the wind out of my sails. and that's tough. That's real tough. So, but moving
on. Then we got more elimination matches. And in this day, we had 6 games, which meant we would play the lower bracket semis and we'd start part of the playoffs as well.
It was a long day of Rocket League, man. Long day.
So we're gonna start. Let's start with Group B. Start with Group B. G2 Moist.
The rematch.
G2 Flat and Moist. Moist looked flat on the day, and G2 making top 8. Yeah. And honestly, they worked hard for it. After not making those majors, they've worked hard.
Yeah,
it's shown. Mm-hmm. Through adversity, through thick and thin, they make it back to a championship Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And SSG Rule 1, that series was close. Except games 2 and 3. Besides that, it was super close.
aside from like a third of the games. It was
super close series. Rule 1, this was a match I felt that they could have won, but SSG just came in with heat for this tournament.
Yeah.
They came in prepared.
Oh, yeah. Especially in games freaking 2 and 3, man. Like, wow. That was heat. That was heat. That was LJ offensive heat.
Oh, yeah.
5-1 and then 4-1. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Like, LJ, at this point, even if he lost here, he would still contend for offensive MVP. He would. But, because his performance was absurd.
Realistically, it doesn't ruin it if we just talk about it now. It's like, if you go watch parts of this series in particular, the SSG R1 from the lower bracket semi, it speaks volumes as to like why I'm going to say what I'm about to say. Like, it really doesn't ruin anything for the rest of the tournament, but he does take the offensive MVP award for the whole World Championship. Go watch this match.
Nah.
Dude, LJ is clinical right now. He is absolutely just dusting people. It's wild. It is absolutely wild. Give it a watch, man.
Man. And then, Crew Falcons. Falcons taking it to Crew. And Falcons, another team that's worked hard behind the scenes after not making majors.
Mm-hmm.
Another team that's showing fruit to their labor.
And also making history, if I'm not mistaken, right? Isn't that the first time a MENA team's made top 8 at Worlds?
First time.
Ever.
First time MENA team making playoffs at Worlds.
Yeah.
Shout-outs to them.
Mm-hmm.
Huge shout-outs to Falcons.
Huge shout-outs, man. Everyone thought they were down and out.
They made history twice in one event.
Yeah. They thought everyone's on the Rule 1 hype train, just putting them down. Like, no, Rule 1's the new MENA. I don't know, bro. They made it. They made it.
Oh, no, man. And finally, it has finally been told to the world how you pronounce his name. It is not Turk. It is TRK, said by himself.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
No longer. Yeah. No longer Turk.
No longer. Enough of that.
Enough. And then, I'm going to go down. Carmi Core Complexity. Serious. Bad.
Absolute, two powerhouses. Absolute battle. And you got to love the respect they had for one another on the pitch and also the lack thereof in some place. But
oh, yeah.
Absolute slugfest back and forth. These two teams just playing on the level. Like, it's safe to say if they both show up like this every time, it's very possible if Complexity could translate how they play against KC in this matchup particularly to other teams. That's a scary thought. That is a very scary thought. Because you have the defensive MVP Vatira on KC. Yeah. And just an absolutely goated mechanical team that is an absolute wall on defense and can turn a counterattack in the blink of an eye. And that's exactly what they love to do. Just like another team we were mentioning earlier. It's weird. You noticing a trend here? And really, the pop-off is usually given to Exotic or Vatira. It's one of the two of them. But for every play they make, Raze Bull battles back. Vamos, Raze Bull.
Yeah.
Goodness, man. He was looking like Picasso out here, man. Not funky like the face painting y'all are thinking about. The man was just making art. He was saucing up plays left and right with AJG. Yeah. It's just spicy. It's just so spicy. Yeah. I just love seeing Complexity play at this level. This is the level we know they can play at. We need them to do it more. Sad to see them lose, but against KC, that's nothing to hang your head about. That is a team to beat, and they were that close.
Complexity doesn't know how to win game sevens against EU.
No, they don't. No. And we could tip our hats too at game two. It was almost a whole other game. It was a 4-minute, 19-second overtime. It's like Complexity still closed it out, man. Uh-huh. So
then the playoffs. We had two matches on the day. I wanted to start with the one that disappointed the most.
Oh, Kirby Corp
Gen G.
Mm-hmm.
Was nothing short of an absolute beatdown.
It's almost as if the rumors of Nolly not being on that roster and potentially the roster disbanding looked to be proven true in a way by how the players were reacting during this series. They just had nothing in them. I feel like Nolly was really, really trying to stay hype and really trying to stick it. Like, you could see it. He was being vocal, but and like getting hype before matches. They're zooming in on him with the camera. He's trying to hype up the squad. And I don't know, man. It's like where did the drive? Like, the drive disappeared between their last series against G2 and this. Like, it's just gone. Like, you beat G2 and then this. Like, not even a single game, bro.
No.
Like, like I love both of these teams. I love all these players, bro. I think they're insanely gifted. But, like, I was just so sad to see Gen G like this. Like, it just, like, I don't want to remember them that way. You know what I, like, that was not good.
Getting outscored 16-6 in four games.
Like, that is rough, dude. That is rough.
Man.
I don't know, boys. Chalk it up to a really solid season. They still made number one seed there. But I don't know. So change something for next season, man. Because y'all were on the path to potentially winning Worlds this year. You looked that good. And something changed at the end of the year. I don't know what it was, man. You could see it. Something's going on with the team. I hope everybody's doing all right and that everything becomes like amicable, whatever's going on, you know. Get through it, and we see you guys come back in better form next season, because I hated to see the run end there, but I also love to see K-Core shining like this.
Yeah.
They've been fighting, and to beat Gen G, that says a lot for K-Core. It says a lot for K-Core, so that's a big, big confidence win for them going into semis later on.
And then Vitality Falcons, a series where only one game had both teams scoring.
True.
And Vitality, like, they don't lose. They don't.
They'll let you win one, mess around with you, see what you got, and then they close out the series.
Yeah.
Rinse and repeat the whole year since Zen joined the roster.
And Zen scoring probably one of the most impressive goals of the tournament in game six.
Absolutely S tier.
Air dribbles it. Ah, oh, man. It's ridiculous, man.
It's like you can't even, like, it's like I could explain it, but it wouldn't do it justice. Just go watch the series.
Go watch it.
Go to Liquipedia. Go to the bracket. go to the matchup, Vitality Falcons. Don't click, the bot,
game six.
And just it is not an understatement. The hype of Zen is real. He is doing it here on the biggest stage. You can't doubt it anymore. And like, this is an iconic goal for him in his career going forward. This is very much like the ceiling reset shot by Squishy in Season 6 Worlds. Like, this was a big one for Zen personally, not for Rocket League as a whole. And this is going to help propel him forward in his career. Being able to do that against such a quality team is just no shot to Falcons, man. But Zen is just him, bro. He does what he wants to do with the ball whenever he chooses to. It's just wild.
And then the final day of Worlds, and we start with the remaining quarterfinals of the day.
Yes, sir.
BDS G2. BDS beat G2 in the Worlds Grand Finals last year 4-1. And they beat them again 4-1.
And honestly, it looked like G2 had it in them in the first like couple of games. They did. They really did. They only lost the first one by one. And the second one, they beat them in overtime. But then it's just something weird. You know what I mean? It's like some kind of weird energy or something just fell over them, and then it was gone. It was just gone. BDS were just hungry. It's like they remembered, oh, we've done this with you guys already before. Yeah.
And then North America's final hope, SSG versus Team Liquid. And bye-bye, SSG. Team Liquid. In their first ever world championship, we're here to play.
Like, man, we haven't seen a season like this in so long where it's just so EU dominant. It's just like, I feel like we're trying to take back the trophy
every
from old
team
day.
From EU that made the main event it to the playoffs.
Stayed. Like, that is wild.
All of them made the semis. All of them were in the top four.
Yep.
And I'm going to go down. Carmine Corp Vitality.
What a match, man.
Which had one of the most disastrous own goals in RLCS history.
For sure.
So so Vitality take game one, lose game two, then win game three, and Casey take a timeout. And they had a 3-2 lead on Vitality. About a minute left. And then you're not Redosin, right? Redosin didn't take his controller, right? So he lets it roll to his back wall, and it bounces off. And he tries to clear it into his back right corner. Where does he clear it, though? Top right corner of his
straight
net.
Into the net.
Straight into the net. And you could tell Redosin and Alpha looked at him. He's like, what? He can do that? He's human?
It was wild.
Yeah. He's human. Yeah. We wanted to see that he's human.
I think it really was just like the nerves for him, you know?
Yeah.
There was a really, really strong KC crowd there, but almost an equally as strong Vitality crowd there. But, you know, it's something we kind of remembered as like longtime watchers during this series, like longtime fans of RLCS. This is the first time where, like, the top of the chain has just been completely reset.
Man.
So these teams are insanely gifted, but it doesn't detract from the fact that they've never been in such a position. So the nerves are unreal for some of these players. They've never been this far. You know what I mean? Like, it took me a second to remember that. Like, why is this happening from, like, these teams of all people, right? And then you stop, you breathe, you remember, hold up, wait a minute. Dude's human. Dudes are actually human. And it was so wholesome to see, because even though they were making these mistakes, they are just so good. They could get back in time and keep the series going. And it was an absolute fight. Like, and it was so if there was an award for like overall sportsmanship throughout the tournament, it goes to this series. The love between Casey and Vitality was just immaculate. Big shouts out from Zen and Vatira towards each other. Mad respect in the pitch. It was such a hard fought series. It's sad to see one team go, but man, the Vitality yet again proving why they are the team. why we're just living in their league now. Just beat them 4-2 straight up.
And then BDS Liquid. BDS. Winning every game.
Just complete shutout. Just a complete shutout. Now let's even though it's a shutout, all right. This was a close series.
Yeah.
This was an extremely close series for three of these four games. Game three was a little more BDS leaning with the 3-1, but all one goal games. Two of which in overtime. And they used the timeout to try and slow the momentum. I don't think that Team Liquid should be, you know, bashed for this one. Like, this is a good test for them, because they have not done this before. And making it to the semis of the World Championship against the previous world champions and playing this good, I would go home with my head high and come back hungry next season. That was a phenomenal performance from Team Liquid. And it's sad to see him go, but that is one heck of a run for this roster.
Oh, yeah. First Worlds, top four.
Absolutely insane run.
Yeah. Then BDS Vitality in the grand final.
This was probably...
I wish I could speak more about it, but...
This was the scariest RLCS grand final I have ever seen. Because... it's not a LAN. It's not just like a LAN, like a major. It's not a one-off leading up to the major, right? This is for all the marbles. This is the event of the year against two absolute titans. Vitality was just sitting in training packs for four straight games against the previous world champions. Like, I am not downplaying this, and I am not throwing shade at BDS. Vitality are just that good. If y'all want to see what it takes to come in and in months achieve what players have spent years trying to do for one person to have an almost completely perfect season, go watch this series.
Man.
This is the level the highest players play at now.
Nah.
It's not even a question anymore. It is not even a question.
To almost get perfect swept.
Almost. 3-0.
And honestly, I think we had a call in that. Then we had a caster call in that game that was... it's not as good as the This Is Rocket League Justin goal, but it's up there now.
Yeah.
And it was when Vitality scored their second goal in game four. Zen doing a signature move, the air dribble ceiling pitch double. And it's like, oh, what's a Shogun? You're loving it. You're living in it. This is the age of Zen. That just hit.
That just hit, bro.
It hit.
Like, they are the best team unequivocally in Rocket League currently.
And honestly, people are saying, down, like,
he is the best player in the world. It's not even in contention anymore. He's just the solo. Like, there's no one that comes this close. Yeah. There's nobody.
Many people were saying, is Zen the best rookie in Rocket League history? Yes, but even more. I'd say he's the best rookie
ever
in esports
history. Like, and that's saying a lot. Like, collectively between Messi and myself, we probably have something close to about 15 to 20 years of, like, esports fandom, watching, like, diehard, like, following stats, brackets, tourneys. Like, this dude has it in spades, and when they interviewed him, it makes sense. And I quote,
"He loves the game.
He doesn't do it for the money." Like, folks, that is a true professional. They do it because they love it. And it shows with the bouncy energy from Radosin, the smiles and laughter from Alpha, and Zen absolutely just locked in, but still finding ways to smile and share that energy with his team. He just, like, as a whole, these three players have gone above and beyond what I would argue most players, like, do in general. Like, they have put so much work into fine-tuning this roster since it got put together months back. They have not missed a beat. It is flawless. It is absolutely flawless. What since Zen joined, they dropped what, two series?
Yep, they've got they're the rest of the year. 27-2
going since to Worlds. Since Zen joined, like
since
like, Gen's- like, are you kidding me? Like that's like Guinness level record kind of. Like, I don't know. I've never heard of a rookie in a sport like just absolutely shattering the league as soon as they come in. It's like I'm at a loss for words. It's yeah. truly like it. It's the most beautiful Rocket League. Like we yeah. thought the Moist Fury matchup was lit last year, and it's arguably the best series we've still seen to date in terms of like the competition, because really there was no competition in this grand final, man. You said it yourself, like there's not much to say. It's a straight sweep in the grand finals. Like, dude. Ah. And honestly, to add something positive to it, what an absolute cast from CJ and Shogun. Absolutely killing the grand finals cast. Like, it's, there was so much great energy. Nailing the play-by-play. Oh my God, dude. It's like, no shade to BDS, but dude, we are... Yeah, dude, Shogun has done it again, bro. We are just living in the age of Zen.
Yeah, and also, shout out to CJ, filling in for Johnny Boy in the final, because Johnny's voice was gone at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't feeling well, and CJ, after 1 year of casting, he's one of the best casters you've seen in a long time.
Yeah, 100%.
His casting is just natural.
The man can do it all.
Because
from player to coach, watching, caster, bro, he's just that good.
I've been watching Gibbs' videos in the past weekend. He's explained that CJ was meant to be desk talent, but his casting was so good they couldn't not have him as caster.
He's just that good, bro. You see what I'm saying when I made that comment earlier? Like OC lost a big one, bro. They lost the dude. They lost their equivalent of Garrett G, and that's going to suck.
Yeah.
That's really going to suck. But he's in good hands now, and we love him where he is, and he's kicking butt. Keep doing it, CJ. Straight up, bro. It was an absolute treat. You guys killed it. Rest your voices. I can't wait to see him cast it again next season. It was so good. But I hate to do it to y'all like that, but like Messi and I really there is nothing analytical to take apart from this match.
Not really. No.
All six of these players are just insane. Absolute, like, hands down, like, not just obvious standings at Worlds at the end of the season, second best team at the end of the season, but like easily one of the top five best teams in the world on any given day. And they, no, you're not allowed to take a single game, bro.
It's just not
in the script, bro.
And Vitality going against the teams that are the only teams that have beaten them in the past in the semis and grands.
Yeah.
Carmine Corp and BDS, the only teams to do it.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
That's it. Those were the two series they lost. That's it. They didn't lose this time. And they did them back to back, bro. That's even more impressive.
Yeah.
Like, there is literally, if you have anything negative to say about Vitality whatsoever, it's like you're clowning yourself, bro.
And I feel like the beauty of these top four teams, if any team won, it would have been a great story.
Yeah.
And that was beautiful.
It's true. But we got spoiled, man. We got like the perfect run, man.
Yeah.
For one individual. Like the perfect run, dude.
We had the world championship accolades. We had LJ winning offensive MVP.
As we said, yeah.
Let's put it this way, right? Throughout the main event and the playoffs, LJ had the highest rating of any player at 1.4.
It's just wild, bro.
1.4.
Like, pro level defense does not phase LJ.
No.
It just doesn't. The dude, I would argue he knows how to do it better than First Killer. I would argue First Killer's mechanical, but LJ's creativity with the mechanics he's really good at is just a step above. Because he just makes people look foolish on the field with what he can do and how consistent he is at it. Dude must just live in shot packs. I swear. Yeah. Dude does not miss. No wonder Arsenal's getting so hype and getting back in form, bro. You know what I mean? He's like, yeah, I got a shooter on my team, and he's got Hawks are holding it down. Like, it's the squad just look like, dude, I have to give him a shout out. The squad just looks so darn good. The content's been popping off on Arsenal's side too, man. Like, I follow a lot of these pro players, like out of RLCS, you know what I mean? To their content, what they do, their vlogs, all that stuff. And like, dude's been grinding. So hell of a season for Space Station. Absolute hell of a season for Space Station. But I really, I really wanted to see Ninjas go through. I really like their story.
So many good stories, man.
There were like, this was a really good season for stories, not just like underdog story, but just stories, man. They felt like there was so much more at this event, but it was so weird because of just how good some of these teams are that there just wasn't too much to be displayed, honestly. Uh-huh. So if you're one of those people out here hating, being like, ah, no, my team just didn't play well on the day. Nah, bro, it's in stone now. It is etched in stone, and I think it's going to be etched on that trophy. You and I were talking about that trophy. Best team in the world, bro. Best player in the world, Zen. Regardless of accolades, he's just too good. He's too damn good. Hot take. Well, not really a hot take, but
yeah.
I really, really hope Farah and them kind of help him break out of his shell a bit more, and he starts to do streaming content.
Yeah, because he's been doing YouTube content, but it's not him.
Yeah,
it's more the org doing it.
Right, and really, I think he could flourish in that kind of environment with the right support and how to tackle the internet and how there can be trolls and crummy people out there. But like, we as a community need to learn from this guy. This is like where the game is going. If you're not following him and you're not paying attention to the stuff he's doing, man, it is groundbreaking. The level of consistency, the manner in which he can execute it, like, it's wild. It's like, it is absolutely wild. You know, even as like a lowly GC, I could still see a pretty good chunk of the stuff he does in the pitch. And I'm just awestruck, man. Just completely awestruck. Mm-hmm. Hands down, like one of my new favorite players to just like, I just want to watch him. I just want to see him play and like learn and observe and like support him. Like, it's so cool, man. It's so, so cool to see. And even holding up that trophy, like, dude still shouted out other players, still shouted out people, was trying to uplift his parents at the event when everyone was out on stage and the parents were all out, like, controlling the crowd, doing the wave and whatnot. He was pointing at his parents, like, don't celebrate me, man, celebrate them. Like, they're the real heroes. Yeah. And, like, big shout out to all the parents, any of you listening out there, the pro players. Like, that's why people like myself of the gamer gen, like, the 90s and whatnot, like, we fought. Try to make these after school clubs, do all this stuff. Like, this is where a lot of us saw it going. And it's so cool to see new up and comers, people like Zen, new young bloods coming up, like just playing their heart out, right? Like finding their niche in the world for at least the time being that they love and that they're comfortable in. And you being so supportive of such a strange and new environment for the world to be a part of with competitive gaming and streaming and esports. So Big shout out to all the parents supporting the Rocket League pros out there. We really wouldn't have anything without y'all. So thank you. But yeah. I don't know, man. I don't really have too much more to say on Worlds. I could go on a bit about a couple other things, some of these players, some thoughts I've had, things I've noticed over the season, if you want to talk about it. But it was a clean way to wrap up a really solid season of Rocket League. Just put a nice bow on it. Give them the story. Just see this crazy level of Rocket League play we have not seen played before. So, yeah. But
not much else to say, really.
Honestly, the one thing I will touch at before we kind of wrap up is it's weird how quickly I feel. A little shout out to our old host Combo, beloved friend and coach of the ASAP community. He always used to tell me when I asked him what's the most important thing to learn in Rocket League, he would always say recoveries. And I could not agree more. This current age of player is so quick to just be where they need to be, do what they need to do. Like, it's all thanks to recoveries, man. So your homework. not a matter of whether you choose to accept it. You go do this right now. Mm-hmm. If you want to play like Zen, or if you want to be better, and make sure you're recovering out of anything you do in Rocket League. Don't be landing on your hood or flying into the wall and, you know, smacking your head into the wall and stuff. Like, land on your wheels and do something like that makes sense with the ball. Don't just bang it. Like, recover and try and learn how to use that newfound space and positioning that you now have for recovering all the darn time, and you can just be where you need to be. So, I don't know, Messi, you got anything?
Not really. That's about it.
And of course, we would not be able to stop and talk about these wonderful things that we all love and know and will hopefully continue for many years without the absolute awesome support of all of our patrons. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. And for those of you who are subscribing to us right now, we have Zodiac 22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Paint, Aruk, Young Slug, and PK. Thank you so much for your continued support. If you guys are interested, I think we're doing a bit of a revamp on the website right now. Last I spoke with Lazero, we do got merch out, and we do put out a Rocket League episode every week, hence the ASAP Weekly. And it's been that way for, oh my gosh, going on 4 years now.
Oh, yeah.
4 years. So, but if my homie over here ain't got nothing for y'all, and I ain't got nothing for y'all, then we will close it out here. Thank you so much. Be safe. Work on those recoveries. Drink lots of water. And
hit the shots you shouldn't miss, power. Do it.
Do it, do it. And yeah, we're living in the age of Zen now. Just accept it. All right. Mm-hmm. Accept it as we fade out here. Accept it.
Our only savior is Gibbs now. He's the only one that can save us.
He's the only one. Him and his real shiny hard hat. Mm-hmm. Bye, everybody.
All right. Bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.